This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. An Iraqi Shiite leader has continued fighting U.S. forces in Najaf through truces, negotiations, defiant statements, and threats. Today, there is another report suggesting that the conflict may be moving closer to some resolution. Senior aides of the radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr say he intends to hand over symbolic control of the holy shrine at the center of Najaf and also at the center of this crisis. He plans to give the keys to representatives of Iraq's supreme Shiite leader, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. This news came at the end of a night which saw some of the heaviest bombardment so far of targets near the mosque by U.S. tanks and aircraft. Television footage showed explosions lighting up the night sky. To learn more, we've called Carl Vick of the Washington Post, who is embedded with the U.S. Marines in Najaf. And Carl, what do the Marines believe that Sadr is doing?
Well, the Marines, are playing the same guessing game that other laymen are. They're basically in a mode of military planning and waiting for the yes or no and the restrictions on engagement, such as they may be, from the Iraqi government. You know, they go in if they go in after getting the nod from Prime Minister Ayatollahi. There's been so much, as you know, back and forth, so many iterations and permutations and conditions and deals that have come undone in the space of the last 5 to 7 days that no one quite knows what this incremental change is.
And it's not clear if Sadr is going to follow through this time or if the fighting might continue right on through.
Well, as I understood it, he said, I'm going to give the keys to the mosque back to the Hausa, to the Ayatollahs, the four, you know, much older men than him who basically run Shia Islam in Iraq.
Including Sistani, yes.
The leader of those is Ayatollah Ali Sistani. But I cannot disband the Mahdi army. I saw two interpretations. One said it's an army of the people, it's the people's army, and it's up to them to decide whether to fight on or not. And I urge them to fight on. And the other explanation I saw is that it is, in fact, the Mahdi army. It belongs to the Mahdi, who is the 12th Imam in Shia Islam, who went into oculation. He went into about 1,000 years ago. Has not been seen since. So it may be a while until he disbands things.
Carl, were you able to see and hear anything of the fighting last night around the mosque?
It was unusual. I'm at this Marine base that's really on the edge of Najaf. We don't generally hear airstrikes and other fighting, but it was very audible last night. I think it was 2 or 3 hours of pretty steady thumping. I understand it was not one, but two AC-130 Spectre gunships, and they were attacking Mahdi Army positions around the mosque, but it was not an offensive operation. It was chiefly to provide cover for some army vehicle armor that had gotten bogged down in some sand while on a convoy mission, sort of in this big dry lake bed to the west of the mosque, area they hadn't been out in before.
So these powerfully armed propeller planes were flying around and firing down at targets on the ground.
Yeah, and I guess they think they killed about 17 is the number. They don't really engage in body counts, but that seemed to be the damage assessment that was floating around in headquarters. Several snipers, some RPG crews, and mortar crews. So, it was a very noisy night in the city of Najaf, building shaking. If I'm hearing it out here, it's very loud there, and I'm sure added to, in a sort of maybe unintentional way, the sort of sense of the ominous of things sort of rolling forward and toward the occupants of the mosque. It probably shook them up, too, and I can't imagine that was an undesired effect.
Carl, thanks very much.
Yep.
Washington Post reporter Carl Vick is embedded with the U.S. Marines in Najaf.